Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 11, 2021. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, October 7, 2020. Question: what is the difference between a virtual community and a spiritual one? Answer: a virtual community has many different goals. And the spiritual community pursues one goal that is very clear, distinct, and set by its great teachers. And we, as students, are moving toward this goal. Question: what would you recommend to the owners of such social networks as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube? Answer: I would advise them to steer the development of social networks in the right direction to give people the opportunity to be in the most open communication with each other, and humanity will quickly catch on to this. But today, these networks operate in a way that prevents people from being properly connected. They should allow the forces of nature to lead people to the right goal. But they interfere, and this is their greatest evil. Question: what kind of technology could you suggest to develop communication between people? Do you have any ideas? Answer: no. I think that all ideas will emerge as soon as there is a need for them. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 7, 2020. A person's true earnings. Question: the perpetual pursuit of economic growth and prosperity in the world has not made humanity happier. Many scientists and historians say that in the race to achieve happiness, success, development, and peace, a person increasingly falls into depression, into a sense of the unattainability of these goals. This leads to disorders and even suicide. What really is success for us, in the modern world? Answer: in the modern world, the success of a person is to have such an environment that would allow him to achieve the purpose of his mission. That is, I must exist in my body and live with my family in an environment that would help me reach the necessary spiritual level. In addition to family and other necessities, I need an environment within the frame of the spiritual work which I want to perform on myself in order to realize myself spiritually for the benefit of humanity. Comment: very often we compare success with the opportunity to earn money. My response: I think this is no longer relevant. Who is raving about wealth and all that today? These desires are fueled in us by the media. That's what they teach us, because someone needs to make money on us. Question: what is actually a person's true earnings now? Answer: true earning is to find the meaning of life and consistently implement it from day to day. Question: what will this earnings get us? Answer: the feeling of eternity and the correctness of your existence. I wish this for everyone. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, December 7, 2020. All universes are in the small group. Question: I am trying to move toward the light, toward the Creator. When I am trying to determine how to feel love for everything, the question involuntarily arises: are we alone in the universe? Do I need to love only those I see, or is there someone else in other dimensions? Answer: you do not have to love anyone else, do not worry. Those who live on Earth are enough. Question: if I could choose from them, who should I love first? Answer: there is a small group for that, in which I train, through which I get everything and learn everything. As a result, I see that all the billions of beings as if come together and concentrate in this group. That is, if I have a small Kabbalistic group, it is enough for me to cultivate my love for them. And in the end, we will see that all the universes are also included in it. From CabTV's Ask a Kabbalist, December 31, 2018. Michael Leitman, on Quora: are there any spiritual games to play in a group and understand spirituality in easy way? A spiritual game is one that elevates us from the animal degree, where we consider self-benefit over benefiting others, to the human degree, where we prioritize benefiting others and nature over ourselves. Such a game involves learning and participating in a group of individuals who share a common goal of attaining spirituality, and specifically by treating spiritual development as a game, we construct ourselves as human beings in the fullest sense of the term. Human, Adam in Hebrew, stems from the phrase, similar to the upper one, Adam Ela Elyon. While it is common to think of games as trivial and entertaining in our world, if we pursue spirituality, then the spiritual game is of utmost importance and seriousness. By playing this game, we gradually adapt ourselves to the spiritual world until we completely resemble it. This game involves assembling ourselves in an environment that guides and supports spiritual progress, which includes a group, books and a spiritual teacher, and this environment acts out the higher spiritual state that we wish to enter. As the spiritual world is characterized by qualities of bestowal, love and positive connection, which is contrary to our corporeal world, qualities of reception, rejection and division, then in order to become spiritual, we need to include ourselves in an environment where its members learn, act out and exemplify the spiritual qualities to the best of their abilities. By involving ourselves in such an environment, we gradually absorb those qualities, and then from a game where we act out and play spiritual qualities among each other, we eventually reach a state where we feel the difference between our corporeal egoistic state and the spiritual state that our group projects onto us, which then activates a sincere desire, prayer, that spiritually transforms us. If our desire is sincere, with no self-benefit laced within, then it gets a response, and we discover our eternal soul. Based on the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson on January 3, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The means for exiting into the upper world. Question, there is a small letter addressed to you. You have repeatedly said how a person is influenced by the environment and that it is the only thing both we, adults and children, need. It builds us, directs us, corrects us. The main thing is to have a good, correct environment. But then what do now? During the pandemic, we are practically isolated from each other, except for the family, of course. What shapes me now? Who influences me? Answer, society, first of all. Question, where is it? Apart from my family, I do not have much contact. Answer, no, it does not matter. We are in a world that is influencing us. It is all in the atmosphere. That is the first thing. Secondly, I am, of course, influenced by my immediate environment. My family. Maybe I am working. I am also in all kinds of small environments, companies. Thirdly, if, let us say I am talking about myself, I have another circle, the most important one for me, of like-minded people. We organize an environment for ourselves that elevates us, above the pandemic, above this world, above things that ordinary people see here. In this environment, we are trying to create conditions in order to feel the upper world. Question, if we are talking about an ordinary person, what does this environment give him? Answer, it gives him a sense of the eternity of nature, the opportunity to enter this feeling and exist in it with a higher focus, purpose. Question, is this necessary for any person today? Answer, I cannot imagine what one would do without this. Why live? Today will pass, tomorrow will pass, again and again. Even without football. It will be even worse. We will soon begin to feel how much we have exhausted the earth, exhausted ourselves, human nature, human society, how poor we are in general. What can I fill myself with at least a little? On one hand, there is no desire for anything, and on the other hand, the fulfillments disappear. Question, were we deliberately driven today into this box, our house? Answer, yes. This is a wonderful period. Recognition of the evil of our egoism and where it has led us. This is the first thing that should happen. Second, I start looking for an environment that is engaged only in connecting with each other to rise to the next level of nature, to climb upon it, to cling to the next level of nature, where there is bestowal, love, where a person lives not with the help of egoistic desire, but altruistically. This is what will give a person unlimited fulfillment. We will begin to feel ourselves existing in a common space that is simply hidden from us. Today, we do not feel it because all our organs are egoistic. Then we will exit ourselves and begin to feel nature outside of us. It is like that little worm that lives in a radish and suddenly sticks its head out of the radish and exclaims, "I thought the whole world was as bitter as this radish. Now I see the sun, the air, and the birds are singing. How lovely." Question: where is the environment in this story with the little worm? Answer: this is exactly what allows the worm to get out of the radish. Question: otherwise would he have continued living in it? Answer: yes, of course. Just like we still do today. Comment: I see. It means we need to get out of the radish. Answer: good luck. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 7, 2020. Do not break away from the collective. Question: do you think that a person should have time alone with himself and do something only for himself? If so, what should he do, for how long, and what should he think about? Answer: we cannot regulate such things because they are purely individual. We must simply teach a person the right attitude to the purpose of nature, to the state that one must reach. And in accordance with this, he will choose for himself one or another rung in social behavior. Question: in relationships between people, there is a private zone that cannot be crossed. It is allowed only to the most loved and close ones. Do you think that for communication, for example, in our courses, it is necessary to know that this depends on the culture of a person and on his character? Answer: all people need to know, understand, feel, and explore themselves and others so that in the end we all connect into one common whole. Question: are the boundaries washed away between people in spiritual space? Answer: completely. We strive to destroy personal space so that all hearts become like one heart. Comment: it is hard to imagine what happens when you have nothing personal and cannot spend even 5 minutes with yourself. My response: you will not need it. On the contrary, you will not want to break away from the collective. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 30, 2020. Why was the Book of Zohar written in a cave? Question: why did Rabbi Shimon and his disciples need to sit in a cave to write the Book of Zohar? Answer: first, a cave is a special state. There is a very useful microclimate for human health. After all, we are all from the earth. You can't do anything, everything is made of dust. Previously, people lived in caves. And sometimes they hid there. There were times when they had to hide from both internal and external enemies since they were engaged in Kabbalah at a time when the people of Israel had already fallen from the spiritual level to the material one. Haters of Kabbalah began to appear among the people. They pledged Kabbalists to foreign authorities, the Romans, and Kabbalists were forced to avoid them. But the main thing are internal enemies. The Romans didn't care what the 10 destitute people were doing sitting somewhere in a cave with their scrolls. They knew little about this. The internal enemies are the Jews who sold them out. In such conditions, the Book of Zohar was written, a book of incredible power, enormous in volume. Probably only 5% of what was written by them reached us. It included Kabbalistic commentaries on all the constituent parts, the Pentateuch, the prophets, and the Holy Scriptures. And we got only a small part, a commentary on the Pentateuch. But even that is enough. Question: is it an accident that only a commentary on the Pentateuch remained? Answer: no. What was left for us, should have stayed. There is nothing random in the world. Absolutely everything manifests itself under the influence of higher forces. And what we need is what we get. Question: why was there a comment on the first part? Answer: because it is fundamental, the most effective. And that's really enough for us. We would not have coped with all the volume that exists in the Book of Zohar. It is possible that in the future we will somehow reveal the rest of it. Maybe it will manifest itself somehow. But so far we do not need this. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 2. Making everyone feel comfortable. Question: reducing the distance between people is characterized by the following features: joy, constant dialogue, unity, attuning to each other, and rejection of all manipulative control and desire for superiority over the person. However, the excessive intensity of the described motivation, obsessive, friendly love, leads to disharmony, dissatisfaction, and fatigue. How do you keep distance without increasing it? Answer: this should be done in accordance with the feelings of people. To the extent that they feel comfortable with each other, they will draw closer and adjust the distance between them accordingly. Question: in different countries, people define and protect the boundaries of personal space in different ways. There is a big difference between Russia, Europe, and Asia. In addition, there is a difference between men and women. Men are much stronger and more acutely aware of the violation of distance. Do we need to take these phenomena into account in our courses, meetings, and congresses? Answer: we teach quite a diverse contingent, so such things should be considered, but in such a way that everyone is comfortable. Question: we all know that there is a distance between a boss and subordinate, teacher and student. Should there be a distance between the teacher in our integral courses and the students he unites? Answer: it should be in order to give students the opportunity to vary and determine the distance between themselves and the teacher. The teacher should not interfere with this. By teaching people and giving them all sorts of practical tasks, he leads them to the maximum rapprochement, but in no case by force. From CAPTF's Communication Skills, October 30, 2020. A 10. Dissolving myself in others. Question: does the revelation of the spiritual vessel depend on the request of everyone in the 10, or do I only ask for our unity and reveal myself in the vessel? Answer: either I ask or everyone asks, or each one asks individually and all this comes together. The main thing is that I ask through everyone and for everyone. Of course, what others do affects me. I want it to come from others too. On the whole, it is enough that I ask for everyone. This is the prayer of many, and this is the precondition for it. Nothing will help without the prayer of many. You can hit your head against the wall, yell and cry for days, and you will not get a response. Unfortunately, this is how millions of people around the world spend their lives. Today there are fewer such people, but for ages there were a great many. Why doesn't the Creator answer them? It is because they don't appeal to Him correctly. He cannot hear them. He is everywhere, but by everywhere we refer to an organized ten, which means to a part suf. The wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about this. This is the reason that many people negate the existence of the Creator in our world, and it is indeed so, because He does not exist the way we imagine Him. The Creator is the common filling, animating us, inner power of nature, consisting of desire. The Creator is the internal force of nature that fills and sustains us, who consist of desire. The Creator fills this desire, but we can appeal to Him only from a whole desire to resemble Him. The elementary resemblance to Him is a ten. He created us through the four phases of direct light, so this is the only way we can appeal to Him, there is no other way. Question: when we come to a convention, with every lesson we have a new ten. What should we do in this situation so as not to get attached to the physical ten? Answer: You may not be attached to the ten, but you should appeal to the Creator only through your concrete dissolving in others. A ten actually refers to dissolving of oneself in others. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 6, 2019.